Good morning. Sorry I'm a little bit late here on the practice field. Looking forward to this game coming up. Coming off a tough one this past week and trying to get ready to play another one. With that, I'll open it up. Anybody on here, Ted?
Steve, could you? Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I can now, yeah.
All right, Steve, can you talk about, is Bradford available for this game? How did he come out of the last game, and just talk about his second season a little?
Well, he, this is a day-to-day thing. I mean, we're dealing with a high ankle sprain, and we were fortunate to get him to last week's game. It was kind of a grind all week long. He didn't do very much. Kind of played the game on limited reps, and that's hard to do. But I did think it was an admirable job. I mean, he's a courageous guy. We're glad we have him. I think the team was excited about the fact that he was playing. But he fought through some pain, and, you know, you get what happens with these high ankle sprains. You get them to a certain point. You play on them. They go back a little bit. Then you got to kind of take the week to get it back to a certain point again, and then hopefully you can play on the following Sunday. So we're optimistic he can play. He's not going to do very much today, and then we'll see where we're at tomorrow.
Coach, could you give the Cliff Notes version of the Josh McDaniels story with you from deciding to replace Pat with Josh? Why Josh has struggled, and how you guys are trying to manage through this together?
Well, I'm not going to say that Josh himself is not struggling. I mean, we've had some offensive struggles, but I think your question is, how did I come to the decision to hire Josh, I think. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah.
Okay. It was unfortunate for us and fortunate for Pat that he was able to get that job. We were very happy for him. That happens in the league, and then you have to replace a coordinator. At the time, I just felt like we should just go out and get the best offensive coordinator available. I kind of went through my Rolodex file of guys I felt that were really tough to defend, and Josh was the first name there, and I'm glad we got him. We've been a little bit, just like Cleveland has gone through, you get a little bit victimized by the fact that neither team or the other 30 teams had an opportunity to have an off season with new systems and get an earlier foundation on the system. So we're kind of all battling through that, and you know, we've had our ups and downs, but there's certainly been some moments there where we've certainly moved the football. Probably our biggest overall issue is not finishing with touchdowns.
Hey, Steve, could you just talk about your relationship with Pat a little bit? And I'm sure you can probably empathize with some of the growing pains he's going through in his first year of a rebuild here.
Yeah, we went through them together, so I think we could both bounce things off of each other. Pat's a quality guy and a quality coach. I mean, I felt that from the beginning when I hired him. We were around each other a lot in Philadelphia in 8 years. I consider him a tremendous teacher. And early on in any of these processes where you're building and trying to get all the movable parts fit together, it's difficult. And I think it all has been made difficult, you know, with young developing teams, which ours certainly is one. You know, we're in the third year, but we're still young and developing, and certainly I'm sure Pat's going through the same thing. Not having all that time with our team and our young guys and to develop them, this, you know, these are professional football players, but there's still a lot of development that needs to be made to get guys to a certain point. There's other teams around the league, you know, that are well beyond that and have systems in place. So I think both teams are kind of fighting the same thing going through this season, and hopefully as the season goes on, at least our hope is that we get better and better.
Steve, if I could follow up on that. In a bottom-line business, how tough is it to teach and develop and win?
Teach and develop and win, I mean, they do go hand in hand. It's a process, and a little bit depends on the teams that you're playing against. We happen to bump into some pretty experienced, already developed, playoff-tested football teams in our schedule, and I think Cleveland's faced some of the same things. So, but you don't make excuses. You got to go out and play the games, and the quicker you get developed, the quicker you get it in, the better off you are. And when push comes to shove and it's all said and done and you get there on Sundays, it's about making plays, and somehow, some way, you got to find a way to make one or two more plays than the opponent and find a way to win a game.
Yeah, along those same lines, Pat had mentioned about coaches being educators. What could you say about what Pat brings to the game to be able to educate young quarterbacks?
Well, I think there's no question. I mean, Pat's got a track record on that. He went through that experience in Philadelphia. You know, initially when Donovan was in there, he wasn't the quarterback coach, but I know Pat, he had a keen eye on everything, became the quarterback coach, helped develop quarterbacks there. you know, they were backup quarterbacks in Philadelphia that got developed and moved on. You know, certainly helped us here in the development of Sam in his first year. And he's doing it that now in Cleveland. So he's got a lot of experience. He's got great people there helping him. I know, you know, Pat and I have talked before. He feels very, very fortunate to have Coach Holmgren there and the other coaches around. That's a good thing. And we are all educators. That's what this business is about. I think Pat takes a lot of pride in that, and I know he does a great job with it.
I was just curious about Brandon Lloyd. Seems to have not, you know, kind of – and, you know, gotten in, acclimated very quickly. Were you worried about that when you picked him up?
Could you repeat that again? I didn't quite hear it all.
I was just curious about Brandon Lloyd seems to have gotten up to speed quickly. Were you worried about that when you got him?
No, actually not. You know, and it is a tough thing in this particular sport we're in where trades happen in the middle of the season. You know, the learning curve for somebody coming in and learning terminology and picking up an offense or a defense in mid-season is tough. Yet, the one thing we knew we had a mini advantage in is that, you know, Brandon had been with Josh in Denver there for 2 years. So the terminology wasn't going to be an issue. It was just really a matter of getting timing with his teammates. And I thought Brandon has done a terrific job stepping right in. The first day he hopped in the huddle, you know, he's coming out going in the right direction, knows exactly what to run. And that was an advantage. That doesn't always happen when you have a mid-season trade.
Coach, how confident are you that the Rams can get over the hump, and how confident are you that your bosses will allow you to be the guy to get them there?
Well, I can't focus on that. I mean, you guys know that this business to me is a week-to-week business, and you know, we come off of one, whether we've won 7 games in a row or lost 7 games in a row, when we get to Wednesday and get ready for the next opponent, it's all the same. We try to stay focused, keep the blinders on, and concentrate on the next game. I mean, to us, it's just about, you know, having a burning desire to succeed in the next challenge. And the next challenge happens to be Cleveland. You try to block out everything you have around you and go forward. That's part of this business. We all understand it. We all accept it. I certainly do. And right now, our whole focus is on Cleveland.
Last year, obviously, you saw Sam develop in Pat's offense. What have you seen from Colt McCoy so far this year in the way he's developed in Pat's office, offense through 8 games?
Yeah, I tell you, I mean, I always really liked Colt McCoy. I was down there in Texas when we worked him out. Very impressed with him as an individual, great character guy, and I think a real quality quarterback. I mean, I think his prior record, I'm going all the way back to what he is and what he's about and how much winning. I always had a great deal of respect for Colt as a winner, and they'll do that there too, and they have won their share of games. You know, this is an up-and-down season. It's a tough haul. I think, I'll go back and say that I think their offense is fighting the same hurdles we are in a lot of ways, and that it's a new system, it's been shortened time, and yet I see a lot of flashes in there of Colt executing that offense just the way I know Pat wants it to be operated. I think they're on track, and I see a lot of positives.
Just a little bit ago, Pat told us that he watched every pass on film that McCoy, in addition to Bradford, of course, threw in college. Did you sit through some of those sessions?
Oh, yeah.
With Pat,
yeah.
Did you literally watch every pass that Colt threw?
I didn't watch every pass play with Pat. I mean, we sat down when we were doing the full evaluation of all the quarterbacks, and you want it to be right. And, you know, we feel like we did the right thing here with the Rams, and we're very fortunate we have Sam. I think that Cleveland probably feels the same way about Colt.
One sec.
Hey, Coach.
Can I get everybody?
Yeah. Can you talk about how good Bradford was last year and then some of the factors that are contributing to the struggle so far this season?
Well, I mean, he certainly burst on the scene, and, you know, we found a way. Schedule was a little bit different early on last year, and we kind of got Sam in a groove. He's one of those guys that's kind of natural in that the game comes a little natural to him. He's kind of people gravitate to him, and they're still doing that. You know, what's kind of set us back a little bit, I think timing more than anything. Again, I keep going back to the limited time we had in training camp with the new system, the terminology, and the things that we're doing. And then, of course, getting set back with an injury and being out 2 weeks for a quarterback is tough. I mean, he didn't throw a football for, you know, 20-some-odd days, and then he went out and played a football game. So we were off a little bit timing-wise, and yet, you know, there were periods there in last week's game where we moved the football. We just didn't finish with touchdowns.
Last year when you guys came to Cleveland in the preseason, A.J. Feely hurt his thumb, and I was just kind of wondering
how you think that obviously changed the way Sam Bradford was used right away and just the course he took during his rookie season.
That's interesting. I had forgotten about that. I just remember that it rained like heck that day in preseason game. What happened, I think, shortly after, then I believe Sam started in the preseason game against New England and really did a nice job. And it was kind of there that we saw the, you know, where Sam was developing, and we made the decision to go with him as a starter. But one thing about A.J. Feely is a true pro. He knows his role in this football team, has done a great job with it. He's been nothing but help for Sam early in his career here in the 2 years. I think those guys both mesh well together. So it's kind of worked out really pretty good.
Steve, the game that Bradford got hurt against Green Bay, I think he used the no huddle a lot. Would that have been the would you have been doing that had he not gotten hurt? Would you have continued that?
Well, and it's always part of our offense. I mean, we just pick the teams we're going to use it against. Sometimes we do it, sometimes we don't. Just depends on certain things as we put a game plan together. But that particular day, he operated pretty well.
One more, Coach.
I guess I wore you guys out, huh? I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday.
Okay, Coach, one more real quick,
yeah,
if you don't mind. Can you just talk about Chris Long and the kind of season he's having for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, Chris has really developed into a fine left end for us, and the last couple of weeks here, he's made plays in the passing games, which is what you need out of your ends. I mean, we've expected that. Chris has that in him. He's got a high motor. I think Cleveland's got a pretty good young end over there themselves, and shared. He's a good football player. I think that Chris has developed just like we wanted. It's nice that he's been in the same system for 3 years, because I know when we first got here, he was coming off of one system. We put him in another, kind of flipped him around right, left, and finally found a home for him. So I think he's been a much better football player staying over there at left end.
Hey, and what about Steven Jackson? Is he back to 100%? And just how does he help Sam, you know, taking some of that load off?
Well, I mean, I think any quarterback's going to tell you it's nice to have a back that you can hand it to that you know is going to get positive yards for, and Steve is certainly a leader for us. You know, at this time of the season, for every running back getting into eighth, ninth game of the season, they've got bumps and bruises. Steven has the same, but he keeps himself in great shape, really takes care of himself, and he'll fight through them. Certainly he's the kind of guy that always shows up on Sunday.
Hey, Steve, one last one, if you don't mind.
I got to go after this one, though.
Thank you. We're all having a hard time with this Penn State story, obviously. You spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania. You know what Joe Pa means there. You know, just how stunning has this fall from grace been in your mind?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know a lot about the story. Some of the guys have talked about it here and there. It'd be hard for me to comment at all because I don't know much about the story at all, to be quite honest with you. But I do know this. I have a great deal of respect for Coach Paterno.
All right, thanks, Coach. Appreciate you taking time
for
us.
Bye-bye.